solidarity between the U.S. and an ally in Asia. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. President Biden is spending a second day in South Korea. Both nations remain committed to deterring the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. They're also standing in unison against the war in Ukraine.
Part of a global response with our allies and partners around the world to condemn Russia's flagrant violations of international law.
A special delivery in South Korea. President Biden has just signed into law a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine. The bill was flown from Washington by someone who was already planning to travel to the region. Another chapter in the legal fight over Title 42 has been written. A federal judge has ruled the pandemic-related public health order at the southern border will stay in place for now. The Biden administration is appealing.
Title 42 is going to have to drop at some point in the future, but that's just not going to be on Monday. But even with Title 42 in place, we've still seen an explosion in numbers. We just had well over 230,000 migrant apprehensions this last year in April, the highest in DHS history. We had more than 200,000 the month before. We've had more than 1.3 million illegal crossings since the start of the fiscal year on October 1st. So even with Title 42 in place, we've seen an explosion in numbers. And what this means now is for certain countries, for certain demographics, the U.S. government will still be able to expel them back to Mexico.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas. A state of emergency has been declared in northern Michigan, where a tornado caused major destruction. One person was killed, and officials say more than 40 others were hurt when the Twister touched down yesterday in Gaylord. Severe weather is rare in that part of the country. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As gun violence soars in Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is proposing a 10 p.m. curfew every night for people younger than 18. The effort comes after the shooting death last weekend of a teenager in the city's popular Millennium Park. More police officers will also be hitting the streets.
What we're seeing is when something happens on the street, they run into the subway. And either I want these young people, if they're coming downtown, I want them to be safe. I want them to enjoy themselves, but I want them to also see very visible police presence.
The city council will meet next week to consider the curfew. Police in New York City have a teenager in custody in connection with the shooting death of an 11-year-old girl. She was struck by a stray bullet earlier this week.
This is what we're dealing with over and over. Kids killing kids. Illegal guns as easy to buy as candy and comic books. They are everywhere.
Mayor Eric Adams, a second suspect who has been identified, is still being sought. The search is expanding for an escaped prison inmate in Texas. On May 12th, convicted killer Gonzalo Lopez ran from a prison transport bus in a rural area between Dallas and Houston. Somehow he managed to free himself from arm and leg restraints and cut himself out of a metal cage. He also stabbed the driver of the bus, who survived. How much higher will gas prices go? AAA has the national average at $4.59 a gallon.
Many analysts are predicting that the U.S. could hit a national average of $5 per gallon. AAA found that if we hit that $5 mark, 75% of drivers say they will have to make changes. In Washington, D.C., there is bickering over who is to blame.
Fox's Madison Allworth. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.